Hello everyone, it is me, Samuel, with the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. This is my intake on the whole political agenda. So, my nicest way of putting it, because I have to publish this episode, because I was not really nice about it, and I do apologize, but the God that's upstairs inside of me spoke in a real angry like sense, because we both know it's wrong what's going on. People taking away other people's jobs because of their political views or who they voted for, or because of who they voted for, they're gonna fire them and stuff like that, because they want people in to in these jobs industry or in the industry itself alone. They want people that will support the agenda, so therefore they're going to fire the people or get rid of all the people in any kind of business that would hurt the agenda, and just they would get eliminate them out of the company and fire them, get rid of them, so and then move people in to support the agenda. So, my ideology on any kind of crazy ideology like that, especially left wing ideology and like being transparent and all that nonsense. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't follow eye to eye, because I wasn't raised in that sort of format way. So I am very conservative. I am very I lean towards more independent, independent Republican is where I lean towards that area. Yes, I do not understand the ideology behind all of that, and quite frankly, it's seems like it's supporting more towards corruption than it is really helping in any job industry, really. And that's just my humble opinion. I'm talking about this now, that's because that's the way I feel. And there needs to be a change in the jobs industry. There needs to be extreme change, where treasonous actions aren't taking place. That's what I believe needs to happen. There needs to be some kind of reset or some kind of thing to where there are policies in place that jobs cannot discriminate against people's political views or votes or whatever. There needs to be something in place that does not protect them, and there needs to be something in place that protects the people that got discriminated against. So, but yes, I feel like it's huge, huge, discrimination going on these days with that, and there needs to be a change in everything. There really does, so I hope people understand what I'm saying, but there are people that have lost their jobs due to that kind of because of their political views. I'm not kidding, within the last 3 years. It needs to stop. It needs to be put an end to, because this is corruption. This is not how it, before I even got involved, which was in 2017, nobody looked at, they want to make sure you could do the job and that you are based off of job performance, not based off of, your political views of who you voted for, and oh my God, we gotta fire him, for example, because he voted for this guy, or oh my God, this guy's gotta be fired, we gotta let him go because he voted for this guy, this has happened to too many people. And or it could be, oh well, we're not gonna hire him, he's for this guy, he's for this guy, we can't hire him, no, that's the same as we can't hire you because we gotta have somebody that supports this whatever agenda, it's almost same as same difference, same as saying that. So I think there needs to be a change somewhere that people's political views really shouldn't matter in the hiring process. It should be more about can they get the job done, and job perf and are they sincere about their job, and their performance. So, so I do appreciate you guys for listening to me blab, but it's been a huge issue, and so even I am having difficulties finding jobs because I think it has something to do with who I voted for and who I'm supporting, and maybe who I'm talking to, my connections and stuff too. So, it could be a combination of things like that, but still, it should not matter. So, anyways, you guys stay safe out there and God bless. So, I do appreciate you guys for listening. I am sorry, and I do apologize that I blew up on the latest podcast that has been removed. I wanted to remove it because it wasn't nice, but it's the anger inside of me, and it's the Holy Ghost that's inside of me that's really upset because of what's going on.